call this special meeting of the Board of Trustees. The date is June 3rd, 2013, and the time is 5:58. Tony, can you pull the report?
Mr. Coronado?
Mr. Coronado just called. He will be running a little late.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mr. Medina?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
I'll take the student consent.
Item 2A is 2013 graduation report. Ms. Brooklyn, Ms. Massey.
Okay, if you go past that section,
And I know Mr. Coronado had asked for this information, which is a dual credit and advanced placement information. It's under this tab. And you can see right there the AP classes and then the dual credit classes. And there are two different philosophies with the AP classes and the dual credit classes. I think Ms. Massey and I have had discussions on that. And, you know, the dual credit is those students that will take it and then they can take those credits with them. The AP, you have AP credits, they do not take those credits with them, but it's usually the rigor that is set up. So, but anyways, I gave you that, Ms. Massey gave you that information right there. Any questions? Is this reflective of something like you wanted?
So let me brag a few minutes.
Okay, let me brag.
Let me brag. This is our first year for our AP statistics class. It's been a very successful class. 36 students in that class. It was paired with our AP calculus, and we had a dual credit pre-calculus. So the kids were, we scheduled them in AP statistics, and we scheduled them in a pre-cal dual credit. So it's the first year for both of those classes. Our teachers are awesome. They did a, I wish you could have heard their speech to the kids before the test. Awesome teacher, awesome kids.
And you need to, I know Ms. Massey's not gonna say it, so I'll say it. This is her area of expertise is when it comes to the advanced placement classes, the dual credit, and you know, and the AP testing and all that, and then she puts that into her master schedule, which is very hard to. Every one of these creates another anomaly for the master schedule, so it is a huge endeavor, and you have to be committed into increasing. You see in these AP classes. It's a cost for the master schedule, and it's also a cost for time and, you know, personnel. So, but that's where the district wanted to go.
The other thing on personnel, what we're looking at is increasing the number of teachers when it comes to dual credit certifications. First year, widening up the stipend for that. So, hopefully, we're able to.
Well, our dual credit teachers need to have a master's in their content.
Right.
Well, dual credit, if they teach it on campus, they have to have a master's in their content.
And that's
so we're doing it both ways. Mm-hmm. We have teachers who have a master's in the content, but we also offer online courses. And then we just need a facilitator. But I would really like to get away from the online. I'd like for our teachers to be able to teach those classes on campus.
And so that's part of the board's goal is to actually look at more certifications. Have we sort of mentioned it to our teachers so that way they can get more?
Every year.
This year is the first year that we're actually doing a stipend for those individual teachers that are credits, right?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
So that we just put that in the budget, and so hopefully we'll have more teachers, maybe in the long run.
Thank you for doing that.
So, I think it's a good move.
So. If we could advertise that within our teachers so that way some of them that might not be a couple of hours from that content area certification type, they could possibly start looking at that maybe in the summer through those classes. So that would be
awesome. Yes, sir. We'll work towards that.
So, and then if you go to the next tab, which is graduation summary. And this is a I thought this was good that what Ms. Massey put in, and this is a summary of just a little bit of everything. It shows you the dual credit and advanced placement enrollment. That's by course, that's course by students, excuse me. The financial aid, the testing, the college applications, and of course, the graduating.
For the first time this year, we have students who have taken, it was rare for us to have a student that would take two AP exams. For the first time this year, we have students who took four or five AP exams. And we held them accountable this year for the first time. In the past, the district paid for those AP exams, but students would say they were going to take the test and then they wouldn't come. And any time the district returns an AP exam unused, it costs us $13. And so we just told the kids, you know, we're providing the teacher, we're providing the class, and your commitment to this is $13. And so we collected $13 from every kid, and we had 12 tests that were not taken, and three of those exams were justified. Yes, we have a student who's graduated.
This was at the beginning of the class, so
they knew
that.
They knew that. Up front, we told them that. And so they came through and did a fantastic job. How many seniors total?
With our graduating class?
336.
336.
Thank you. And then if you look, also, to the last page is the sum of graduates that we are expecting, and in that you see, I think this is about the same as last, a little bit more than last year.
By two, I believe.
Yeah, it's not that much more, but and for your information, what it means, CRS is not what you think it means. It means credit recovery. Okay, credit recovery section, and then TLC, which is, means it's in with the TLC. Every one of these, what you all need to know is that Ms. Massey, the counselors, Ms. Altoff, and Ms. Flores, right, have worked many hours in to create an intervention plan for these kids that need the credit in TLC. And we're not saying that this is going to be a number. We're saying that this is projected.
These are, we call them candidates for summer graduation. They could, with graduation is well within their reach. They put in the time and the effort this summer.
Yes.
What is the last column?
Attendance. Thank you for. I'm sorry. I meant to. That was in my notes, and I didn't mention it. That means that they had lost credit due to attendance, and they had to do that. And remember, we brought before in front of the board, I think about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, the attendance review committee regulation that is now will be added to policy and rates online.
Ms. Brigham, any numbers? The number 12, 10, 12, 10.
Is that 10? Those are the grades that they.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In life now.
Because I see a 10 and 13
yes,
minutes.
So we haven't awarded credits yet. If you look at the student that's classified as 10th grade, presently, due to credits, they have 10, but they're classified as a 10th grade. Yes, ma'am. But at the end of the year, based on credits that they will earn, they could be classified as possibly 11th grade and then move into the TLC this summer, pick up enough credits to graduate, or even be classified 12th grade.
In a year, they did a reclassify in a year at the end of the first semester?
Well, so they did, but remember, that's when we started this whole process, remember, and we just couldn't arbitrarily do it. We had to go to the attendance review committee. Then we had to do, you know, the intervention plan, and then we had to do the principal's plan, which hadn't been done. So what we had to do is we had to go back, and so there wasn't, you know, remember I told you there was a lot more than we had to do some catch up.
Yes, ma'am. Will you reiterate that you feel that these
Yes, ma'am, it's well within their reach. It's up to them.
No, it's up to them.
It is up to them, but graduation, they are summer candidates, it's well within their grasp.
Mr. Travis, question.
You know, I can't help but notice when I look at this list of children that 12 out of 18 of them are boys. But I have three boys, so I understand.
Yeah, there you go.
And yet what I see is that maybe they need some intervention possibly. That would, some maybe gender-specific intervention.
I don't know if I take that.
Well,
I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
I give them a lot of motherly advice.
Yeah, but you know, maybe just that, I don't know. I just laid that on the table for whatever it's worth, that it's a high note. And just once again, that all of these kids do have the ability, because we're giving them an education, it's free. It's the best thing you'll ever get in your whole life. They can, these children on this list, they can graduate, they'll go to summer school and take it upon themselves to do it. That's good.
And the credit recovery is not a given. I mean, we had to sit, we had to do an intervention, they had to do an intervention.
I understand.
And we had to respond, you know, so that we could say that we're just not given. It's, we had to show that we are.
Ms. Massey? Or Ms. Brigham, when did we actually identify these students? From them, I guess from that question, when did we start the intervention or looking at intervention?
Well, if you're talking about a student who has failed tax, we just received those scores back. But these students have been, if I were to look at their schedules, I have built into the master schedule tax tutoring classes for 11th and 12th graders. And so these students, more than likely, were sitting in a tax tutoring course specific to tax.
So for the tax ones, Mr. Rodriguez, I think to answer your question, is they were identified,
yes.
You know, that they had been taken. As
last
far
year,
as for the TLC, right, as far as for that, when we went over and looked at, I know that's what Dr. Alcock and Mike Dillon and Ms. Massey has been working on for all this year. So we've been looking at this credit recovery, I think, since August of last year, that we sat and we looked at this and we knew which kids needed assistance. And that's when we started to do the intervention, the principal plan, and all those things that had been mentioned in the CAP.
And even before that, Mrs. Piafa, our senior counselor, going in as seniors, she was very well aware of what it was going to take for a student to graduate. And so she was looking at placement into the TLC for credit recovery early on.
Right, and the only thing is, we did look at some of those TLC kids because we looked at the credit recovery and our initial credit.